Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IamAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. Virgos?
Let y'all find out.
Alrighty, so Virgo. So from Leo's heart, the rulership of body areas progresses downward, centering in the upper digestive tract and the stomach, which is what Virgo rules. This and the shift to feminine polarity distinctly alters the body language, as it constrains any excessive outward movement. Unlike the expansive air of Mercury-ruled Gemini, Virgo's hands remain close to the body, shielding the private areas of the body. This placement in the midsection of the body actually creates a protruding stomach, which pulls the chest and shoulders to the back. The lift in the rear section gives these people a stilted walk, as the stomach and buttock sways left to right with every alternating step. So a lot of them really just have like this kind of like beer belly that kind of protrudes out a little bit. And that's kind of like the Virgo toe a little bit.
Actually,
and very thin looking sort of wait, faces.
I actually struggle with mine.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously. Well, I'm not a Virgo rising, I'm a Virgo sun.
And oh, with your beer belly?
Yeah, but I don't have a beer belly. It just, you know, that's the last part that, you know, it's harder for me.
The last bit of weight that you're trying to get off, right?
Yeah, it's the stomach and the digestive is in the digestive system, you know, like you have to like work at that. Yeah. And plus you have placements in the fourth house, which is Cancer.
Yeah.
Stomach too.
Hmm.
Gives them soft stomachs.
Did we say that Cancer is ruled by the moon and Leo is ruled by the sun?
No.
We did not.
I don't think we did. So, sorry, Cancer and Leo people. Those are y'all's planets. Which explains a lot for Leo wanting to be the center of attention.
Being the heart.
All right.
Heart and soul of the party. They keep it alive.
They keep it beating.
Right.
Well, what's Virgo's planet?
I think Mercury. Claudia did say Mercury.
Oh, you did?
I compared it to Gemini.
Oh, all right.
Because the air is different. In Gemini, it's more outward, and in Virgo, it's a little bit more inward.
Yeah, I have them both.
Yeah, you have them both. Yeah. Virgo rising people are also pretty gentle people, but what stands out most for them is they're logical and factual and well organized. Like, you might know someone who's you know, they have a drawer for everything has its place. They can also be like nervous in nature, so like maybe it's a nervous tic that they have of needing to have total organization and order. You might know them for their work or their service, being that the Virgo rules the sixth house of health. So, you know, maybe a nurse or volunteer work that they might be known for. I also have that they might have had poor health in childhood.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you said this or not, Claudia, but for the how they look on the physical description, I have that they might have the impression of frailty, like they might look weak or frail.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But a lot of times they're, like, you know, stronger than what you think they look.
That's very true.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, I actually know Virgo rising, and since Virgo's ruling planet is Mercury, I'd say this Virgo rising that I know, like, at their job every day, that's all they do, walk. So they're just constantly, like, on the move.
Yeah, they have some of that nervous energy shared with the Gemini rising people, but I think Virgo risings is more, like, worrisome. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
In a worrisome their worry warts. That's
a little bit more anxiety driven, right?
Right. Whereas Gemini just wants to know everything.
Yeah, we do.
A real tendency toward education.
So I got a question for you.
What's that?
What happens when you put Gemini and Virgo together?
I feel like it's amplified. That's a lot of Mercury of energy. I know someone who has, I think that he's a Gemini sun with Virgo rising and a Virgo moon.
Mm-hmm.
And he is very, very mercurial.
Well, would
to
you
say
like,
the least.
Would you like would you like me to tell you?
Being
a Gemini rising and a Virgo sun?
Yeah, go for it.
We like to know a lot about stuff and we like to be right.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
You love to
That's,
be right.
That would be Gemini and Virgo together.
Yeah.
We wanna say it louder for the people in the back, Paul.
We want to know a lot of stuff and we want to be right.
Yeah, y'all want to be like human dictionaries.
Yeah.
Especially the being right all the time. Mm. I can't stand it.
I'm open.
That's my thing. That's my thing with Virgos.
I'm open. Maybe that's the Gemini part that helps my Virgo.
Yeah. You are very mutable. You are really mutable.
I know some Virgo sons that are very know-it-alls.
Oh, yeah.
Virgo rising, you interact with the external world in terms of how you can help be helpful in the situations around you. You express your inner being through your heightened awareness of others and consideration for them, truly desiring to be of service to them and instinctively avoiding behaviors that might be seen abrasive and inconveniencing them in any way. You interpret the behavior of others towards you in terms of whether or not they are receiving or considerate of your foibles and idiosyncrasies. You express...
They're very thoughtful. Sorry, go ahead.
You express your personality and demeanor in ways that you feel demonstrate your willingness to help others. Step into the role of the helper.
Mm-hmm. The helper. That's a good one for Virgo.
Yeah. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.